I'm Matt Buchanan, the manager of the North Carolina Mountain State Fair WNC Ag Center, and welcome to the Ag Center this morning. So I'm going to introduce the North Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture, Steve Tropsler. Everybody give him a hand.
Good morning. I want to thank all of you for being here today and for social distancing and wearing a mask. That's all very important to the health of the people of North Carolina. I always enjoy coming to Western North Carolina and to the Western North Carolina Ag Center, but not under the circumstances that I've got to be here today for. The Western North Carolina Ag Center and the Mountain State Fair are really important to this community and to Western North Carolina, and they are cultural and economic forces, and we're aware of the significant contributions that they make. As this coronavirus pandemic has worn on, we've crept closer and closer to the point in time where we knew we were going to have to make a decision to either move forward or to cancel this year's event. We are at that time right now, and regrettably, we will not be having a 2020 Mountain State Fair. And given what we know at this point, it's the only prudent decision that we can make. And I want to give you some of the factors that we used in making this decision. First, the safety and health of the visitors and staff here at the Western North Carolina Center. The current situation with the percentage of coronavirus 19 tests coming back positive. The state only being in phase two of reopening, not phase three, which is a more open type of situation. Social distancing measures that limit the size of gatherings remain in place. And then the long-term financial health of the Western North Carolina Ag Center. The Mountain State Fair is a celebration of the very best of Western North Carolina, and I know that it's an event that people look forward to year after year after year, and it's a tradition in Western North Carolina, and rightly so. To offer an entertainment product that is anything less than a full experience and giving it our very best efforts shortchanges everybody involved. And we just don't want to do that. We know how good this fair is, how good the experience is, and a partial experience is not the thing to do. The fair is a magical place. It's meant to offer temporary escape from the day-to-day things that go on, and believe me, I understand that today and this year in particular, we need those things. The lights, the smells, the food, the rides, and the music are all part of the Western North Carolina State Fair. But at the end of the day, trying to figure out how to socially distance the fair and follow the CDC recommendations, it just couldn't happen. The fairgoers deserve more, and Western North Carolina deserves more. We're heartbroken that the small businesses, family farms, competitors, and exhibitors who will be impacted by this decision very negatively. We understand that. But our number one priority has got to be the safety of the public and everyone that is on these fairgrounds. I don't know how this situation is going to look 2 months down the road. I wish I had a crystal ball, but I don't. I know I personally have been hoping that when hot weather got here, this stuff would start to wane, but if you look at what's happened in Arizona, of all places, then that's probably not going to happen. So it looks like we're in this for the long term, and we've got to adapt to it. Financially, the Western North Carolina Ag Center is called an enterprise fund. And what this means is it operates on the revenue that we generate. We don't get an appropriation from the legislature to operate this center, so finances have always got to be a part of it. And long term, the decision to not have a fair this year is in the best interest of the Western North Carolina Center. Simply put, we can't put on a fair where only 50% of the people show up or even less. That would mean financial ruin for the Western North Carolina Ag Center. So, if you can imagine, fairs are expensive propositions to put on, and relying on the revenues that the fair generates to help pay you for the salaries, repairs, and day-to-day operations of the Ag Center, that's part of the year-round operations of this center. Just to give you an example, the Mountain State Fair costs over $1 million annually to put on, and we came upon a deadline. We were looking at having to commit $350,000 in contracts and expenses by July the 15th, followed by another $150,000 by July the 31st. And that's why we had to make these decisions right now. Like most businesses during the pandemic, the Western North Carolina Ag Center has lost business. And being a business, we're having to make tough financial decisions every day to keep the place in good financial shape. We've lost 76 events that have been canceled because of the pandemic, and that's a significant loss of revenue. So we are like every other business that's had to shut down or to be operating at limited capacity. We're no different. We are a business. That's what we are here. We want to continue to be a strong economic force in the community, but to do so, we've got to make strong business decisions, and the decision not to open, given what we know today, is the smartest decision that we can make. Even if it's a decision that hurts, it's the decision that we don't want to make, but we have to, and we made that decision. But that does not mean there won't be any activity on the fairgrounds during the time that we normally would have the Mountain State Fair. Agriculture is the heart and soul of the fair, and a couple weeks ago we announced that the junior livestock shows are going to go on regardless of whether we had a fair or not. So that is still in play. We will have junior livestock shows. We remain committed to the young people having the opportunity to show the animals that they're working hard to get ready now. And we're going to announce more details about these shows as they arrive.